Will you please be seated? Thanks to email, I was able to print off Jenny's sermon as she is frozen in Knapp Hill. So that was a last minute thing this morning. I'm very pleased to be able to read it to you and to myself, just as she wrote it. If you are able to get to Fingist tonight, she writes, you will see the church as it has been lit for most of its life. Can you imagine the time when people didn't have to turn off the electric light to appreciate the candlelight? Candlemas was a much bigger festival in earlier times. Every parishioner brought a candle to present to the church, and many also brought another candle to be taken home and lit during times of trouble. All these candles were blessed by the priest. Candles blessed at Candlemas were thought to have special sacred power. The Feast of Candlemas was the final festival of Christmas, before people looked forward to the fasting of Lent. Candles were, for most people, the only form of light, and good clean burning candles were expensive. February sees the first signs of increasing daylight and the promise of spring, the promise of light for everyone. This is our Christian calling, to spread God's light. Light makes more light. As light is shared, it increases. The story of the presentation of Christ in the temple is one of those stories that shows me pictures in my mind, writes Jenny. I see a young couple with a tiny baby who is just coming up to 6 weeks old, arriving at the great temple in Jerusalem, counting out their coins to pay for a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. What did that cost them, I wonder? A week's rent or a fortnight on thin soup? Shy and nervous, this is all very new and strange. First-time parents bringing their firstborn son to present to God as the law decreed. Meeting with a strange old man. They were getting used to strange men. Shepherds straight down from the hills, muddy and smelly, bringing gifts of pure white baby lambs. Foreigners in fancy clothes, bringing extravagant gifts. But this man was much older and had no gifts, but brought a strange message. He took the tiny baby in his arms. Was Mary afraid? Would he drop the treasured child? Did she think of Hannah taking Samuel to the temple and leaving him there? But no, Simeon praised God, saying words that are familiar to anyone who says evening prayer or compline or attends evensong. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and to be the glory of your people Israel. He went on to speak to Mary with words that must have chilled her heart and reminded her of the Magi's gift of myrrh. This child is destined for the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. The prophet Anna also recognized Jesus and praised God for sending this child. She came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. So the little family returned to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Malachi seems to be looking ahead to the second coming, when this tiny child, full of God, fully God and now fully grown, will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. The salvation of God will be for all people, the hired worker, the widow, and the orphan, and the alien, a light to the Gentiles, and to be the glory of your people Israel. This light, the light of revelation, was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. This light, which comes to us from God, is the light that we are to carry to other people. 2 weeks ago at the confirmation service, Bishop Stephen talked of the joy that we are meant to bring to the world and the light that should shine from us, symbolized by the lighting of one candle from another as the light spread from one newly confirmed Christian to another. Bishop Stephen prayed, God has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and has given us a place with the saints in light. You have received the light of Christ. Walk in this light all the days of your life. And we replied, shine as a light in the world to the glory of God the Father. If the love of God shines as a light in us, and the joy of belonging to God shows in our faces and in our lives, then others can see in us that light and joy which comes from a loving relationship with God. At the close of this service, we are going to sing Shine, Jesus, Shine. As we gaze on your kingly brightness, so our faces display your likeness, ever changing from glory to glory, mirrored here, may our lives tell your story. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. In the words of the communion service, shine as a light in the world, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. And thank you, Jenny, for sending that sermon.